Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
God knows every last one of us up in this house. He knows what's in your heart. Come on. He knows what's in your bank account. He's checking out your Facebook. He's looking at all of it. God had the first app in the very beginning. In the beginning, God. He knows all, sees all. He's watching everything, and he's got a word for you this morning. Have faith in God. Do not give up in this house.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Sunday service here at Pace Assembly. This is Make Your Move. Let's go into the word with Pastor Rogers today.
The word of the Lord came from the prophet Elisha. Here's the problem. People looked at him. In fact, the closest advisor to the king looked at him with skepticism and with fear and said, "This is an unbelievable statement, preacher. I know you're saying that there is hope beyond this situation. I know you're saying that it could be over tomorrow, but I came to tell you, this is in your Bible. You should read this." He says, "This is so unbelievable." He makes this statement, "Even if the Lord himself opens up the flood gates of heaven, this famine is not going to be over. I doubt it." He ridiculed him. He mocked him. And here's what the prophet of God said. He looked at him in the face and said, "It's going to happen, but you're not going to get to eat of it." Come on, somebody. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I know that it looks desperate in many places. I know that people are filled with fear. I know that we're still dealing with all kinds of stuff. But hear what I'm telling you. This word right here has already been settled in heaven. It will come to pass. You might not get to eat of it if you don't have faith. Only those that have faith in God are going to trust his word in this hour of desperation. Elisha said, "This blockade is going to end, but you're not going to get to taste of it." Hear me, in the midst of hopelessness and despair, the message of the Lord is this, is that God is still bringing hope to the hopeless and help to the helpless. Your situation in this room, and I'm going to tell you, as I'm preaching these two services, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, there is different from one to the other. There are things that I'm saying in this service right now that I didn't say in the first service and vice versa. And you know why? Because God knows every last one of us up in this house. He knows what's in your heart. Come on. He knows what's in your bank account. He's checking out your Facebook. He's watching your Twitter. He's looking at your Instagram, your TikTok. He's looking at all of it. God had the first app. In the very beginning, God, he knows all, sees all. He's watching everything, and he's got a word for you this morning. Have faith in God. Do not give up in this hour. You might be facing financial bankruptcy. I'm watching it from people in this house that have had to file bankruptcy, people that are dealing with all kinds of financial situations as a result. Broken relationships and divorce and accidents and disease and even death that we're facing. But there is always hope in God, in his word, and in the power of God. And he's just looking for somebody who's desperate enough to believe it. In desperate times, desperate people attract other desperate people. Look around you right now. There are people, listen very carefully. This may be simple for you, but get this. Look around this room right now. You're looking at other desperate people for God because they dared come out and defy even the fact of the coronavirus. I can't get out. I'm locked in. I want you to know by faith you took a step this morning. Doesn't make us any better or worse than anybody else. It just says today I've got such a desperation that I will get dressed and drive myself down to the house of God because I need him more than my necessary bread, and I need one another. I want you to give somebody beside you a high five and tell them, "I need you and you need me in this hour." mess around. I went back to that green room a few moments ago, Brother Charlie, and I said to myself, I'm sick and tired of this. I'm looking at a people. I want to give an altar call. I want to lay hands on people. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if I get to that point in this sermon and you don't want to get around a crowd of people, then go on down there and do whatever you want to do. But I just came to tell you, it's time to take the limits off of God and say, Lord, have your way. Either we believe in healing, either we believe in miracles, or we don't. But I want you to look at your next door neighbor and just look at them and point at them, because ladies and gentlemen, you're looking at a miracle sitting in this building. If it had not been for the Lord who was on their side, they wouldn't be sitting here today. Where are my Project Hope boys in the back there? Make a little noise. If it hadn't been for the Lord who was on your side. I came to prophesy to you today. You better get ready. God can turn it around in 24 hours. You better have faith, ladies and gentlemen, because God's getting ready to tell people whether they're going to eat of it or whether they're not. You better get happy, get full of faith, and say, God, I'm trusting in you. Sick of being desperate to get away from depression. Come on, somebody. Desperate people attract other desperate people. Which brings us to chapter 7. There were four leprous guys sitting outside of the city of Samaria. In the city was a famine. Nobody was eating. You heard me. They're eating all kinds of garbage and mess. So if they're eating that, the leprous guys outside of the city are starving to death. Are you hearing me? Something happens when people get together. Wait a minute. Something happens when people get together who have issues. And they know they got issues. But I feel like preaching right now. I'm talking about that you're not pointing your finger at anybody else because you got some issues too, looking you right back in that great big old mirror. And you're just glad to get together with somebody. Nobody understands me. They don't need to. In fact, I don't want to know everything's going on. All I want you to do is let's get together. Because hell gets nervous when the church gets together and prays. Hell gets nervous when you get together. Isn't it funny? There's folks looking at me this morning. They ain't clapped their hands. They ain't done no move. But I guarantee you, let me take them down to Wahoo's. Get up in them stands and get me something to drink and bring me a hot dog. And boy, howdy, as soon as they hit one over the fence, woohoo, Wahoo. Let me just tell you something. God has a universal word. Every time I go to Guatemala, all I know is Banyo. But the other word that I know they know there and in Italy and in China and in Russia is hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you better get some praise coming out of your mouth, because in this hour, ladies and gentlemen, fear has torment, but faith will praise its way through. Where is my church this morning? Four leprous guys with issues. Four leprous guys. Leprosy. The coronavirus of the day. Don't touch nobody. I get it. I mean, there's some folks that I see coming out of the restroom. They don't even wash their hands. You're right. No, going around the corner. As a matter of fact, come on over here. I got some hand sanitizer for you. We were eating at a place yesterday morning and getting a little breakfast, you know. I mean, I better not say that. Anyway, the woman was sitting there, and when she reached in her purse, she had a half a gallon of hand sanitizer. Quick, 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 quick. Bet she told her children and everybody, don't touch it. She had said, I'm going to make sure this is clean. Oh, God, preach. Make sure this is clean. I know somebody cleaned it a minute ago, but let me clean it again. It'll be all right if you clean it again. I said, it'll be all right if you clean it again. It'll be all right if you repent again. It'll be all right if you say, Lord, help me again. It'll be all right. You know you got issues. I got issues. All God's children got issues. And these four leprous guys represent every one of us in a desperate situation. Desperate people attract other desperate people. They got together and they looked at one another. Had a conversation. You read the whole conversation right there in the book of 2 Kings 7. Four leprous guys. One guy's ears falling off. One guy's got one arm. The other guy's got one leg. Leprosy is brutal. Face is eaten off. All kinds of stuff. Disease. Y'all talk about coronavirus. These guys had stuff that was visible issues. So they're sitting there and they have a conversation. Because desperate people do desperate things. If you're desperate and you're full of fear, you'll go crazy and lawless. But if you're desperate and full of faith, you'll go spiritual when everybody else goes natural. These guys said one to another, what do you think? Shall we sit here till we die? Shall we sit here till they get a vaccination? Shall we sit here until somebody comes up with a cure for leprosy? Well, I've already lost my leg. I've already lost my ear. My eye's out. Come on, somebody. What do you think we ought to do? Because desperate people start doing desperate stuff. These four desperate guys looked to one another, had this conversation. They said, hey, why sit here till we die? Why don't we go get something to eat? So I'm just going to tell you, we ate at Waffle House yesterday. Sure did. Well, I tell you what, I don't know about eating out. I prayed over that meal. I said, Holy Ghost, sick it, whatever it is, drive it out. Get it out of my eggs, grits, and my bacon, and mostly the waffle. And whatever was left over, I covered it all up with syrup anyway, so it killed everything in there. Throw a little salt and pepper on top of that, and I was ready to go. Y'all ready to eat? Come on, y'all better say amen. I'm going to keep you here till you starve. Come on. There's an illustrative sermon in this. We just went ahead and ate that thing up. Come on. And you know what I found out? There's some folks over here. One guy right over here. One guy right over here sitting next to us. Before we got to the table, he said, he sure did. Coughed over. Didn't use. Wasn't none of that right there over the hand. Nothing like that. He did. He's the same one that hugged all of the waitresses before he left. We'll see y'all. Come on, they all hugged. I'm just telling you. And the enemy would love for you to stay where you are and die. But these four guys said, what do you want to do? They said, well, I mean, they had brilliant, brilliant conversation. They said, well, we could sit here and we'll die. And the committee said, yeah, that's exactly right. Come on, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what they had, a little B3 right behind that. Yeah. There it is. The other guy said, well, we could go into the city and we could eat. They might kill us. And we'll die there. And the rest of the committee said, yeah, that's what we're going to do, brother. There it is right there. He's feeling it now. The other guy said, well, we could do that, or we could just go in and we could just die in there. They might kill us. The rest of the committee said, yep, that might happen. They got together and concluded, let us arise and go into the enemy's camp. I'm dead already in trespasses and sin. The devil can't kill a dead man twice. Come on, somebody. I got blood on me right here. Go ahead and try to kill me now. It'll just send me right on to heaven and I'll be right on out of here. One way or another, you're going to die. I might as well live before I die.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.